Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, November 28, 2013. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap 8 civilians, and Israeli Navy detained 3 fishermen from Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Deir Balut town west of the central West Bank district of Salfit and demolished an unfinished home owned by a local resident. The army previously served the owner 3 warrants against his property, alleging it's not in the zoning area of the town. Earlier on Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded different parts of the occupied West Bank, broke into and searched dozens of homes, kidnapping 8 Palestinians. The army invasions targeted the northern West Bank cities of Qalqilya and Jenin and nearby towns, in addition to the southern West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Hebron. Also near Hebron today, Israeli soldiers invaded the village of As-Samu' and fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing many civilians to suffer from the effects of tear gas inhalation. Residents said that troops invaded the town and surrounded an old house, claiming that it is a Jewish religious site. Later in the day, clashes erupted between local youth and Israeli soldiers at the old city part of Hebron. Troops fired tear gas at local schoolboys, who responded by throwing stones at the army. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli Navy boats have attacked a Palestinian fishing boat near the Rafah shore in the southern part of Gaza, kidnapping 3 fishermen. Eyewitnesses stated that the Navy surrounded the fishing boat carrying 3 Palestinians and ordered them to jump out of the boat and swim towards the Navy ship. The attack is part of daily assaults carried out by Israeli Navy in Palestinian waters. Dozens of fishermen have been kidnapped, numerous casualties have been reported, and many boats have been confiscated or destroyed. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 28, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.